So we have good news. So the Hurricane Hunter was unable to close off a closed circulation on the tropical wave to our east-southeast, and that's good news. Or the best location we can have for our center of the system is around 8.6 degrees north, 50.9 degrees west. The system is still moving towards the west near 18 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue over the next 24 hours or so. On our current trajectory, the center of the system should pass over or very close to Trinidad and Tobago and then progress south of Grenada. There is a tropical storm warning in effect for Trinidad and Tobago and a tropical storm watch for Grenada. There are no tropical storm watches or warnings in effect for Barbados. There are no tropical storm watches or warnings in effect for Barbados. The system remains very disorganized, Ronnie, and we expect that any development in the system overnight into tomorrow will be very slow. On top of that, the winds are associated with the system are kind of sporadic. The first pass when the Hunter found a small area of weak tropical storm force winds well away from the center. But the second pass, it made those winds were actually not there. So it's a little sporadic. The winds are here and there occasionally, perhaps following the deep convection that's been sporadic and forming around the system. We expect similar pattern to continue as it tracks towards west, the west-northwest, towards this extreme southern half of the region. And the impacts on Barbados, like we said before, tomorrow is going to be windy, especially if we get into late tomorrow evening and night. It's going to be very windy outside. When the showers pass through late evening going to night, you will get the occasional gust with these showers. We are actually issuing a small craft warning as of 6 p.m. this evening or tomorrow night into Wednesday daytime. There's basically swells on the eastern side of the island and southern sections, mostly in the open water, can peak up to about 3.5 meters. So small craft operators are advised to exercise extreme caution. In this case, for smaller vessels in particular, it'd be advisable to bring them up into shore or seek safe harbor for safety.